USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. labor productivity is falling. The Labor Department says it declined by 4.6% in the second quarter from the first 3 months of the year. Despite the fall, the number came in slightly better than expected. Labor costs are being blamed for contributing to the drop. Former President Trump has released a video hinting at another run for the White House in 2024.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades.
The release followed the FBI raid of his Florida resort home on Monday night, Trump adding, "We soon will have greatness again." All's quiet in Washington, D.C., as the House and Senate are both not in session. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is talking up a new bipartisan semiconductor bill that he signed today. During a White House ceremony, Biden stressing the CHIPS measure will supercharge U.S. manufacturing of computer chips. Thomas Cofield is the president and CEO of GlobalFoundries, which makes semiconductor chips. He explains to CNBC how long it will take for his company to get more semiconductor chips produced.
If, like in GlobalFoundries case, we already have some existing space in our U.S. footprint that we can install tools, we could bring capacity on within, say, 18 months.
Ford Motor Company will be taking orders for the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup starting on Thursday. The company announcing the 2023 vehicles will have improvements and a higher price. The base model of the pickup is rising by $7,000 to just under $47,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
New details are coming out about the judge who signed the warrant, which allowed the FBI to search former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The Florida federal magistrate judge who signed off on a search warrant authorizing the FBI raid of President Trump left the local U.S. attorney's office more than a decade ago to represent employees of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. It should be noted Jeffrey Epstein's second and final arrest was under President Trump's watch. Judge Bruce Reinhardt is based out of the Southern District of Florida since 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The second trial of the two men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is beginning Tuesday. Jury selection is underway for Adam Fox and Barry Croft, Jr. Prosecutors say they tried to start a second civil war after the 2020 election. There was a hung jury in their first trial that saw two other co-defendants being found not guilty after the FBI made numerous mistakes regarding the case. A North Texas jury is debating the fate of the man accused of murdering his daughters and then honor killing. Dallas County prosecutors say Yasir Saeed was enraged his daughters were dating American boys in 2008. Saeed's attorneys say the police botched the investigation and didn't look at other potential suspects. Saeed will get life in prison if convicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.